From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton.
Truth be told, they act like they know.
My guest this week is hip-hop artist Call Me Ace. What's up, Ace?
Hey, what it is, y'all.
Ace's EP is called Working From Home, and we're going to change things up a bit in light of the shelter-in-place order. So instead of talking about events, we're going to hear Ace's art suggestions to see, hear, and do at home. First up is the Netflix series Self-Made, and the series is inspired by the life of Madam C.J. Walker. Ms. Walker was the first self-made millionaire in the United States. She did this by creating African-American hair products and beauty products. Academy Award-winning actress Octavia Spencer plays the late entrepreneur and philanthropist. Ace, you're also a businessman, in addition to being a hip-hop artist, and this pick seems so fitting for you. Have you seen it?
Yes, seen it, loved it. I was so sad when it ended. I wanted more. One of the reasons why I really did like it was because, you know, it was from the perspective of a self-starting entrepreneur. I really also loved the leitmotifs around Black empowerment, around women empowerment, being able to identify the power of the Black dollar, the new Negro, the Harlem Renaissance, you know what I mean? All those different things. The time that she did what she did, slavery was not that long ago.
It wasn't.
And yeah, but even remembering now, like, wow, slavery wasn't that long ago either, you know, if we think about now. But like for them, it was like, oh, snap, like the generation like before them were slaves. So anyway, really dope contextualizing story around the first female millionaire.
That's the series Self-Made, inspired by the life of Madam C.J. Walker, and you can watch it on Netflix. Ace, your next pick is another goodie. It is called the Yeah Wellness Check-In by Shanti Das. And I don't know if it's called Yeah, because you know she's from Atlanta. So for the entire week, on her Instagram Live, former music executive Shanti Das is in conversation with celebrities about wellness, self-care, and coping during this pandemic. And celebrities include former Warriors player Chris Webber. Shanti Das herself deals with mental health issues. And I know she lost her father to suicide. She's a big mental health advocate. I follow her. Great pick. Have you checked out any of the past episodes?
Yes, I have. I have. And I really do just appreciate everything that Shanti Das represents. Mm-hmm. I mean, one, being someone that's been in the music industry, the veteran herself, like she understands firsthand just the stressors and the things that a lot of artists and executives have to go through. That's one. And so being someone that's founded Silence the Shame really about, you know, essentially, let's talk about this. I think in recent times, it's been a bit more commonplace to talk about anxiety or talk about, you know, mental wellness. But yeah, just thinking of the boldness that she had to start this when she did, to really be able to call out, and particularly in the music industry, hey, y'all, like, we're dealing with things. And if you think about the fact that, like, we've had so many recent deaths due to, like, overdosing within the music industry. I just love that she's such a strong advocate for it. This is something that my mom also, just personally speaking, my mom also advocates for, just given her past history with mental wellness. And so, yeah, I love this. I support it 100%, and I encourage everyone to support as well.
That's the Yeah. I'm trying to channel Little John. That's the Yeah Wellness Check-In
great.
By Shanti Das. Watch it on Shanti Das's Instagram Live at 12:30 p.m. every day this week. And your final pick is a first for Sights and Sounds. It's a Spotify playlist, Bird's Eye View Volume 1. This is from the Bay Area label Inner Haven Music, and the beats vary from hard hip-hop beats to kind of chill, jazzy hip-hop beats. Ace, who are some of your favorite artists on the playlist we should listen to, and have you been dancing a lot during this shelter in place?
I've definitely been dancing a lot. What else am I to do? But yeah, no, what I really love about this playlist, and specifically Bird Bird Management, is, you know, they're highlighting up and coming artists. This so this particular playlist, it was actually, they were actually going to do a Before the Fame festival. It was going to be in San Francisco. It was going to, you know, basically highlight the upcoming artists kind of like right before they blow up, because they, you know, they have a trajectory.
Right.
And so given everything that happened, they pivoted, but I think they pivoted in a really ingenious way where given the fact that we can't go anywhere, it's like, yo, we can still stream and we can still support. Mm-hmm. And so making a playlist with those artists and updating it bi-weekly, giving folks an opportunity to shine, I think it's just a really awesome way to show love and support to independent artists, especially local ones, and definitely gotta check it out.
I've been speaking with hip-hop artist Call Me Ace. Ace's debut album is called Airplane Mode, and his EP is Working From Home, which many of us can relate to right now. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast on whatever platform you get your podcast from. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by me. I'm Janae Darton.